Now we're going to look at the second reading, which is prophetic in a whole other way. It's describing God's plan. It's the very opening of the letter, verses 3 to 14 of chapter 1, and it's a blessing. It's modeled on old Jewish blessings like this too, especially one, this is called Ahava Rava, with a great love he loved us. And it's very beautiful. So we're going to start now. Paul, an apostle by Jesus Christ, that very soon we're just talking about in a moment, to the holy ones who are in Ephesus. Funny, in Ephesus is not in all the manuscripts, so maybe it was a circular letter, but anyway, and the faithful, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, the opening of this letter is this blessing, which is the reading for this Sunday. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be. Evlogitos o Theos. That's blessing God. Blessed are you, my Lord God. Now, we have a little prayer like that when we, blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. We're blessing God. What we're really doing is returning blessing for blessing. And so it starts that way. Who blessed us with in every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Up where God is in his plan, okay? He chose us in him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world. Did you ever think about that? We existed in God's mind, and he has a plan for us to be in Christ forever. That's the plan. And so, you see, he chose us up where God is, in the heavenly realm in Christ. See, and he chose us before the foundation of the world. What was his goal? Why did he want to do that? That we should be holy and unblemished before him in love. God's plan is always love, because God is love. He wants us to be holy and unblemished, which happens through love. You cannot be holy and unblemished without loving God and loving everybody else. You just can't do it. You can be morally upright to a certain degree. And like they said of the nuns at, I think it was Port Royal, Jansenistic nuns, they were pure as angels and proud as devils. Which is not the idea, see? That we should be holy and unblemished before him in love. He foreordained us for adoptive sonship through Jesus Christ for himself. The wonder of this text is, you see, it starts with the Father and it starts in heaven. This was God's idea from the beginning, and sin did not disturb the plan, as we're going to see. You see? It wasn't disturbed. You see, he ordained us to be children through Jesus Christ for himself, according to the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace. In laudem gloriae gratiae ipsius, in the old Vulgate. I quote that, why? Because Sister Elizabeth of the Trinity, that was her name, in laudem gloriae, for the praise of his glory. Her whole life was just praising the Blessed Trinity. And her cause is introduced. In fact, she might already be a blessed, I can remember now. She was a contemporary of Thérèse of Lisieux. She was in a convent in Dijon, and a Carmelite convent in Dijon, and Thérèse was in the Carmelite convent in Lisieux. They didn't know each other, but they were more or less contemporaries. And so that line in laudem gloriae, you see, for the praise of his glory. That I want my whole life to be for the praise of your glory. You see, by which he graced us in the beloved. That's Jesus. This is my beloved Son. Every once in a while, it dawns on us as we're reading these sacred texts that the whole idea is love. Now, love is not a sentiment, and it's not a sentimental thing, but it's a powerful thing. And it's not just obedience. Obedience is better than nothing. But no, it's love. It's affection. And you know, we don't know how to love. That's all. I remember I was once at a talk up in Madonna House. There was an old Russian man there. And he had been talking about the love of God. And he had a big long beard, kind of a monk kind of guy. He wasn't a monk, but he liked that. And so one of the people said, finally, one of the young people, "Well, how do you learn how to love?" And he looked and he said, "Who teaches birds to sing? You learn it from God. God is love. You have to go to God and learn how to love." We were just talking about trying to do all that social justice Amos stuff. Without love, you will just cause untold harm. And the best you can do is take the haves and make them have-nots, and the have-nots and make them haves. But nothing has changed. Nothing. Love. Well, how do you learn how to love? Who teaches the birds to sing? You go to God and say, "Lord, I don't have the slightest idea what this love like this means. Teach me." And what will happen? A desire will come into your heart. And you'll start to say, "Lord, look, I'll trade you any sin I've got. I'll give it up if I can just know you better." That's the first stage of love. That's desire. That's a gift. And you start to, "I want to know you, God. I don't care what it takes." I really do, but I'm saying that, you know? And God starts to work with us. That's the first stage of love. Desire. I want to love you. I want to know you better than anything else. You see? And so, you see, he graced us in the beloved. Now we start talking about the Son in this hymn. In whom we have redemption in his blood. Isn't that marvelous? We redeemed, you see, in his blood. Okay? That means we have the remission of transgressions. He forgives us our sin. A lot of us are scared to go to God because, my gosh, I mean, I'm in bad shape. I sin a lot. And well, the only way to get rid of sin is to go to God. You're not going to get rid of it yourself. You can go to confession and the Lord will forgive you, but the roots of it are still there. And if you don't get overcome by love, you'll just keep on doing it. That's the vision of love, you see. The remission of transgressions in keeping with the riches of his grace. He is rich in grace. And that's probably going back to the Shema, you know. I'm looking for it here. You see, he's rich in grace. He's Rav Chesed. Do you remember that? Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum V'Chesnun. Remember that? Rav Chesed. He's rich in grace. He's rich in mercy. Okay. Which he has made abound in our regard, in all wisdom and understanding. I know something. If I know something, if I'm just getting a glimmer about God and his plan and his love, that's a pure grace, isn't it? That's a grace. God says, "Here, I give it to you because I love you." He made known to us the mystery of his will. I know God's plan. not only I can articulate it, anybody can articulate it if they read the Bible, but to be in on it. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Understand His plan. In keeping with His favor, which He planned in Christ for the administering of the fullness of times. The language is tough, but you see, and what is the plan? To comprehend all things in Christ. Bring back all creation. The sun, the moon, the stars, Mars, but mostly this poor earth. Bring it back to God. It was cut off from God through sin. Starting with Satan's sin, and then with Adam's sin, and then all of our sin. And the death of our Lord, the act of love in which He died, the act of love in which He rose, that brought the whole universe back to God. And that's the process we're living through, you see? To comprehend all things under one head in Christ. You know the one who loves that phrase is Saint Irenaeus. He loves that text. Those in heaven and those on earth. In Him we were allotted as a portion. We belong to Him, being foreordained in keeping with the plan of Him who brings about all things in keeping with the intention of His will. Nobody can resist God. That's His plan. We're free, which is frightening. We could give up on the whole thing. We could turn our back on the whole thing. St. Philip Neri used to say, Lord, keep your hand on Philip, or Philip will betray you. Smart man. Smart man. And so, that we should be for the praise of His glory. In laudem gloriae, the same phrase again. Those who had first hoped in Christ, meaning the Jews, in Him you as well, the Gentiles, having heard the word of truth, the good news, the evangelion of your salvation, in Him you as well, having believed, were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise, who is the pledge of our inheritance for the redemption of God's acquisition for the praise of His glory. Now, we've been talking about Lectio Divina. If you take this text and go to the Lord and say, Lord, look, I understand about 2% of this, but I'm going to keep reading it slowly and wait for You to open it up for me. I'm just going to keep reading it. I might even memorize it so that I can say, you know, because I get about 2%. This is the whole plan of salvation set to song. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because He blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm, and chose us, foreordained us for the praise of the glory of His grace. He made known to us the mystery of His will. Can you imagine? You see? And so, you want some Lectio Divina that'll keep you busy for a while, you could take this one. And one way to do it is to take it, like if you have a Jerusalem Bible, the old 66 edition, with lots of footnotes and cross-references, and keep yourself at it for a while. And you will be blessed. You will be blessed. And you'll understand this hymn of beauty and God's plan. God's plan. He's not sitting back there doing nothing. He's infinitely working. The only thing that can stop Him is our free will. If we give Him that and say, I just want to do Your will, we will be led to the praise of His glory. Amen.